Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are some places in this world where the veil between reality and the unknown feels thin, where shadows linger longer than they should, and where the echoes of past events refuse to be forgotten. For some, this world is nothing more than a passing curiosity. For others, it is a constant companion, an uninvited presence that can never be shaken. Paige had always known something was different about her. From a young age, she felt the pull of the unknown, an inexplicable connection to a realm just beyond sight, one that few could understand. But what happens when that connection becomes more than just a feeling? What happens when it begins to shape your reality, slowly, subtly, until it overtakes everything you thought you knew? The story you're about to hear takes you into the heart of one such mystery, where childhood innocence and terror collide. The line between the real and the imagined becomes blurred, and the shadows that once seemed harmless begin to move on their own. Is it the mind playing tricks, or is there something darker at work? Let's get to the letter they write. My name is Paige, and I'm a 20-year-old college student currently living with my boyfriend, Nick. I've always been haunted by something I couldn't explain, something that's followed me from the moment I was old enough to understand that I wasn't like everyone else. Growing up, I used to think it was just a weird quirk of my mind, being drawn to things that others dismissed. But now, as I look back, I realize how deeply the paranormal has embedded itself into my life. My father once told me something I'll never forget. He said, "Our family is more sensitive to things than other people. It's like they're drawn to us. It's in our blood. Promise me you'll stay away from Ouija boards, tarot cards, and anything of the sort. It'll open things you don't want no part of." I promised him, and life continued. But I couldn't shake the feeling that something was always lurking just out of sight. The first experience I remember was when I was only 3 years old, living in a fifth-floor apartment in Pottstown. My memory of that place is hazy, but I can still picture it. My large room with two doorways. One led to my parents' bedroom, and the other, right beside my bed, opened into the living room. It was in this room that my life would begin to change in ways I couldn't yet comprehend. At that age, I acquired two imaginary friends, twin boys named Jimmy and Joey. I remember them vividly, more clearly than I remember most other things from that time. They were identical, round-faced, African-American children with dark eyes, always dressed in the same clothes. Tan pants and white button-down shirts, they were my constant companions, and I spent every day with them playing and talking. But as time went on, I began to notice something odd. Unlike my other imaginary friends, Jimmy and Joey felt real. Their presence wasn't fleeting or vague like the others. They didn't just pop in and out of my thoughts. They were always there, as if they existed beyond the limits of my imagination. They never made me feel afraid, but there was something unsettling about their insistence. They wouldn't let me play outside or go anywhere without them. They'd always say, "Our mom needs us to go home." And no matter how hard I pressed, they'd never leave. Then one day, something happened that I can never forget. I was playing in my room when they told me I could fly like a bird. I didn't question it. I just trusted them. I remember one of them saying, "Come on, just jump. I promise you, as soon as you jump, we'll be flying together, just like birds. It'll be amazing." It was absurd, but I believed them. I climbed onto the roof of the playhouse in my room, something I should never have been able to do by myself. Standing there looking out the fifth-story window, I thought about what they'd said. I could feel my heart pounding as I bent my knees, ready to leap. It was in that exact moment that my mother came rushing in. She pulled me off the roof in a panic, her face pale with disbelief. "How did you get up there?" she demanded. I didn't answer her right away. Instead, I just cried and said that Jimmy and Joey told me to do it. They had convinced me that I could fly, and now they should get in trouble for it too. My mom, clearly shaken, humored me and looked around as if expecting to see the twins standing there. But of course they weren't. She turned to thin air and sent them away to juvie, telling them they weren't welcome in our home anymore. After that, they never returned. As I got older, I would joke with my mom about how they'd wanted me to stay with them forever, but deep down I still shuddered. I couldn't shake the memory of those boys, of how real they felt, how convincing they were. And the worst part? I often wondered what would have happened if my mother hadn't walked in. I was just 3 years old. I might have jumped. I've told this story many times, but now that I'm older, it doesn't feel like a joke anymore. I can still see them, Jimmy and Joey. I don't know what they were, but I can't shake the feeling that they weren't just figments of my imagination. They were something else entirely, something darker. As I grew older, I tried to bury those memories. I convinced myself they were nothing more than the overactive imagination of a child. But deep down, I couldn't shake the feeling that something had been wrong with those boys. Something was always off. Fast forward to my teenage years. I'd all but forgotten about Jimmy and Joey when strange things started happening again. Quiet at first, but unmistakable. It started with the whispers. At night, when I'd be lying in bed, I'd hear faint murmurs coming from the shadows of my room. At first, I thought it was the wind or maybe even a neighbor, but as time went on, the voices grew clearer, more distinct. There were nights when I'd wake up in the middle of the night and see dark shapes moving just outside my door, darting across the hallway. When I tried to look, they'd vanish. At first, I thought I was just half awake, my mind playing tricks on me, but the sense of dread that settled over me each time was real. There was no explaining it away. One evening, things took a darker turn. Nick and I had been out for the night, and when we returned to our apartment, I immediately felt something was wrong. The air was thick, almost oppressive, like the walls themselves were closing in. I tried to shake it off, but the unease lingered. As I passed by the hallway, I caught a glimpse of a figure standing in the living room, its back to me. I froze, my breath caught in my chest. The figure didn't move. It just stood there, perfectly still. Nick had already gone to the kitchen, completely unaware of the figure. My heart pounded as I crept closer, but as I reached the doorway, the figure disappeared, fading into nothingness. I felt a chill run down my spine, my skin prickling with fear. I asked Nick if he'd seen anything, but he just shrugged it off. "You've probably just been working too hard, Paige. You need to relax." But I knew what I'd seen, and I couldn't explain it. Something was watching me, something I couldn't see clearly. It wasn't just a random shadow. It felt intentional, like it had been waiting for me. The following days felt heavier, and the supernatural occurrences grew more intense. Objects in our apartment began to move on their own. Books would fall off shelves, dishes would rattle in the kitchen, and the whispers, they were louder now. There were even moments when I'd walk past the hallway mirror and swear I saw something move behind me, but every time I turned around, nothing was there. As the nights went on, I started seeing fleeting glimpses of something, someone, just out of the corner of my eye. At first, I thought it was my imagination, but the more it happened, the harder it was to deny. I'd catch sight of a figure, a shadow in a corner, but when I tried to look directly at it, it would vanish. The feeling of being watched grew stronger every day, suffocating me. One night, I couldn't sleep at all. The sounds in the apartment kept me awake, scratching at the walls, soft tapping on the floor. Desperate for sleep, I closed my eyes only to hear a voice, low and raspy, just behind my ear. "You shouldn't have left us," it whispered. I jumped out of bed, my heart racing in my chest. I turned on the lights, but there was nothing there. Nick was still asleep, oblivious. But I couldn't shake the voice or the feeling that something was still with me. Something familiar, but wrong. It was as if Jimmy and Joey had never really left. The next few days were a blur of sleepless nights and increasing paranoia. I kept hearing the whispers, seeing the shadows, and feeling an overwhelming sense of dread. I tried to tell Nick, but he just dismissed it, saying it was all in my head. But deep down, I knew it was real. One evening, I found myself standing in front of the old family heirloom that had been passed down from my grandmother, a pendant that I'd never paid much attention to before. I didn't know why I was drawn to it, but when my fingers touched the cool metal, something shifted. The air around me thickened, and I felt a sudden rush of energy, like something ancient had awakened. The moment I touched the pendant, the whispers grew louder, more frantic. My vision blurred, and I saw the figures of Jimmy and Joey standing in the shadows, their eyes glowing with an unnatural light. They were no longer just figments of my imagination. They were something else, something older, something that had been waiting for me. And that's when it hit me. They weren't just childhood memories. They had never left. They had been there all along, waiting for me to return. The moment I realized this, the room grew colder, and the shadows seemed to stretch out, engulfing me. I could hear their voices again, but this time, they weren't asking me to jump from the roof. They were telling me something else. "You belong with us now?" As the story of Paige unfolds, it blurs the line between psychological unraveling and something far darker, an insidious force that stretches beyond the borders of imagination. What begins as a seemingly innocent childhood fantasy, the kind that many parents would chalk up to an overactive mind, slowly evolves into a series of events that are much harder to dismiss. We've heard about children's imaginary friends before, figures that comfort or entertain, a normal part of growing up. But in Paige's case, these friends were more than that. They were compelling, persuasive, and, in a chilling twist, manipulative. They weren't just figments of a child's overactive mind, but something else, something far more ominous. The question remains, were they true supernatural entities, or perhaps the product of an inherited sensitivity to the unseen, a sensitivity that runs deep within Paige's family? Could her father's warnings have been more prophetic than she realized? On the psychological front, it's not uncommon for a child's intense emotional experiences to manifest in ways that can feel real. The human mind is capable of incredible feats of imagination, especially during formative years. But when the lines between imagination and reality begin to blur over a span of years, it becomes harder to ignore the possibility that something external is at play. Could the whispers, the shadows, and the inexplicable events Paige faced have been the product of something deeply psychological, a manifestation of unresolved trauma or a family legacy of sensitivity to the supernatural? Yet as the story grows darker, a more unsettling possibility presents itself. What if the twins, Jimmy and Joey, were not imaginary at all? What if they were something far more sinister, waiting for the right moment to claim Paige? The supernatural theories are hard to ignore. Ghosts, spirits, or perhaps something darker, entities tied to the pendant and to Paige herself. The cold whispers that filled her room, the figure she saw in the shadows, and the overwhelming feeling of being watched, they were too consistent, too persistent to be easily explained away. It's as if the world she thought she knew was fracturing, and the fabric between the living and the dead was stretching thin. Paige's experience is a chilling reminder of how easily our perceptions of reality can be manipulated, how vulnerable we are to forces both seen and unseen. And whether we are ready to face them or not, sometimes these forces are waiting for us to open the door. And with that, we close tonight's story, leaving behind the lingering question. What was it that Paige truly faced? Was it a psychological breakdown, a family curse, or something darker still, waiting in the shadows? Thank you for joining us tonight. As always, stay vigilant, stay curious, and remember, some stories are better left unsolved.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.